question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
Welcome back, everyone. It's your travel duo, Robert and Mary, here with you now for the B Block as we get ready to reconnect with show friend Chip Rogers, CEO of the American Hotel and Lodging Association, for today's Chief Travel Leader Conversation. In this portion of the program, we're sponsored by Preferred Hotels and Resorts.
And whatever your travel needs are, or whenever you're on the move for leisure or business travel, we do encourage you to experience the more than 700 Preferred Hotels and Resorts properties in 80 countries around the world.
Whether you're looking for top luxury resorts, big city hotels, longer stay residence properties, or just something different, Preferred Hotels and Resorts will have you covered. That's why they're asking, where next? We also have you covered. Go to our website, rmworldtravel.com. Click on the I Prefer banner right there at the top of the homepage. You can enroll in exclusive elite status as a listener of our show. It's for free, and you can make your travels more rewarding.
All right. There's a lot to discuss with regards to hotels, resorts, and other forms of lodging. We could easily fill the rest of this hour and still not cover everything, but 10 minutes is what we have. So to maximize our time with AHLA CEO Chip Rogers, let's get to that show hotline for today's Chief Travel Leader Conversation.
All right, Mary, we will do just that. Chip, welcome back to America's Number One Travel Radio Show. Nice to have you here with us on the big show today.
Thank you so much. Good to be with you.
Great to have you back. Listen, Mary and I, we've been out there traveling regularly since May on RM World Travel's big Let's Go America tour. And although, you know, we have all 10 tour locations identified and confirmed, I have to share that every hotel we've experienced so far is struggling in some way. We've actually had a number of locations, you know, that we plan to visit share with us that they'd love to have our program there to spotlight their city, but they went on to explain that they're not at their best right now and concerned about, you know, the exposure we'll bring, obviously, and meeting expectations. I had one GM tell me privately that they're having such a hard time finding and keeping, that's the key word really, keeping employees, and day to day he has no idea who's going to show up, which is making the management of his high profile resort extremely challenging. Would love to know from you, what can you report to the nation today from your position with AHLA on the state of the hotel industry?
Well, what was described to you is exactly what's happening all across the country. And of course, it's worse in those markets that people travel to for vacation right now. And that is an acute labor shortage, and just finding people is an enormous challenge. But I guess the most worrisome part of this is the loss of those people that you already have on your team. We had a really in-depth meeting with a former Secretary of Labor just last week, and he had done some research in and around our industry. And we are losing somewhere between 5 to 7% of our employees per month. So if you take that out over a 12-month period, you're having almost an entire turnover of your staff every year. That is unsustainable. And as was described to you, people, you don't know if they're going to show up, and it makes operations extremely difficult. So the problem hotels are facing is delivering that quality product when you don't have a workforce that is reliable right now.
Yeah, and we keep, as we're traveling around, not to sound Pollyannish, but we keep reminding everyone, including, you know, all of our listeners, when you're out there traveling, you really just have to be patient and really try to be kind to the people who are working. Because I will say this, we haven't seen any slackers in hospitality.
No, they're not.
They are working hard. They are trying to keep that level of service high. I want to ask you about something that came out a few weeks ago. Actually, I think it was last week. I saw the news from the federal government's General Service Administration that they're freezing the per diem rates for the fiscal year 2022. They're going to keep them at 2021 levels, which were based on pre-pandemic rates. So share with everyone listening around the country your thoughts on this and how this really could be good for hoteliers.
Yeah, big win for the industry. We've been working on this for quite some time, and in fact, it's the second year in a row we've been able to get them to freeze their rates. Left to the calculation that determines those rates, the rate would have actually gone down significantly, and because it didn't, we estimate about $1 billion in additional revenue for the industry from government travel alone. Now, it's important to keep in mind that many private industries and businesses peg their per diem rate to what the government has established. So the $1 billion figure is for government travel alone. If you layer on top of that the private sector travel, it's a lot more. So that was a big win for the industry. We had bipartisan support, bicameral support, and very thankful that we were able to get that done.
Yeah, good news.
You know, the past few weeks we've had, that is good news for sure. Past few weeks we've had top executives on the show from United Airlines, American Airlines, and Breeze Airways. David Neilman was on with us last week with his startup. And, you know, something we've discussed is really the lack of business travelers out there in a meaningful way. You know, so big city hotels, convention hotels that are out there, even the highway off-ramps like the Drury or the Best Western, I can throw them, and they only need business travelers to be viable in some way. Now with the variants adding more uncertainty, it seems we remain a ways off from the return of the office and therefore, i.e. business travel. So I want to know, how much is this concerning you, and any thoughts on what it's going to take to remedy?
Yeah, huge concern. It's always important to remind folks that 53% of all hotel revenue across the country is generated from non-leisure activities. So when we talk about a lot of people going on vacation right now, that's wonderful, but that's not enough to sustain the industry long term. You've got to have that business travel. The offices need to open up. And I think what we're fearful of seeing is that the planning for most companies was to bring people back post-Labor Day. And now they've begun to push that out even further. And some have just said, well, we'll just start with our offices in 2022. And so if the industry loses the entire fourth quarter of business travel, that is going to be significantly damaging. And you're already seeing it. If you just look at last week's STR numbers, the top 25 markets in the U.S. were down by 23% compared to the same week in 2019. The rest of the country was actually up by about 8%. And so you can see those large city markets are really dragging down everybody else at this point, and it's because of business travel.
Yeah. Well, we see it here in New York.
New York, I believe, has over 200 hotels that have already gone.
We've absolutely seen it going
So a little bit of a different direction. Chip, as students across the country are returning to college campuses, in some cases after a year of distant learning from home, we have our own college students who unfortunately had to do that. I've seen some schools in an effort, you know, to reduce dorm capacity and keep housing aside for potential quarantine. They're placing kids in nearby hotels to begin the fall semester. They're holding rooms in hotels. There are some creative things going on out there. I've seen your comments, Chip, on the importance of in-person learning. Any thoughts on how the hotel industry is stepping up to help in these situations?
Well, it's happening, and it's good news for the hotel industry. You know, as we look at any and every way to fill rooms and create revenue to keep hotels afloat, this is certainly one of them. You saw the University of Michigan just announced last week that they were doing exactly what you described and having hotels take on students. I'm here in California this week, and just last night was talking to a general manager of a large hotel in Santa Barbara, and he was telling me that they are actually working with the university system there to house students as well. And he was mentioning that it's pretty good revenue for the hotel. Mm-hmm. And so we certainly encourage this. It goes in line with students getting back in the classroom, which from a societal standpoint is extremely important. And hotels are glad to be there to help solve the problem.
Definitely creative.
They have to be. You know, something else, though, that I think we want to talk about. Well, the hotels, obviously, as the pandemic, you know, has just unfolded, they're spending now a lot of money on sanitizing, you know, and coronavirus prevention items that they need to recoup. So I saw a report regarding MCR Hotels, and they're the fourth largest hotel owner in terms of total room count. And I mentioned that for our audience in case they're not familiar with who they are. And they're beginning to experiment with a la carte pricing at some locations. So their model is following the airlines, which I found funny. So at some MCR-operated hotels, you may get a really low rate in a big city property, but you're now going to be paying $20 for early check-in, maybe $25 a day for housekeeping if they're doing that, $20 a day for the pool or gym. You know, maybe it's $35 a day for the executive lounge. You'll pay for breakfast, the concierge, and so forth. Anyway, it doesn't really excite me personally, but I want to know your thoughts on this model. You know, do you think that there's a future for a la carte pricing, and you know, can it gain traction, Chip?
We will see. They do an amazing job of trying new things. I'm not sure if you're aware, but that incredible TWA hotel.
Yeah, I am familiar. It's one of their property.
Yeah, that you could not go on Google and you could not go through the OTAs to book a room there. They decided to only allow booking of those rooms through going directly to their website or calling the hotel directly, just to see if that would work. And so that's a company that has a history of trying new things, and we need companies like that to show us the way on certain things that we've never thought of. And, you know, I don't know if this a la carte pricing is going to work or not, but if you think about, say, cable television, remember the complaint everybody had for years and years is that you pay for cable television and half the channels you don't watch.
Right.
And now people are able to select which of their streaming services they want based on their own preferences. And so even that has moved towards somewhat of an a la carte pricing. And so there's certainly some history behind it. I'm not sure it's going to work yet, but we appreciate
it. It's something to watch. And to your point, the OTAs factor into this in many ways because by a lower room rate, that's all the hotel will have to pay as far as a commission. And then when you go there and pay all these other fees, that money they won't have to pay. So that has something to do with it. But we're going to have to leave it right there. Thank you very much, Chip. Always appreciate the check-ins. We'll look forward to seeing you when we're down in D.C. in, I guess, 10 days or so. So I hope you have a nice weekend, okay?
Thanks so much.
Take care, Chip. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, there goes Chip. Nice to connect with him, Mary. 5 to 7% per month. Wow, sobering numbers for sure. Right now, it is time for us to pause for some sponsor messages. If you want to hear the interview with Chip again, if you missed something, you just want to hear it again, as I said, don't forget we archive every hour of every broadcast at rmworldtravel.com. 20% of the show is now complete, which means 80% still to go, including the destination spotlight and a whole lot more. Stick around. The show returns after this quick sponsors break.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back, and you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.